What is the best move to silence a woman?
The Hard Line.
Did anybody go to Little Texas OU or Black Texas OU? The Grambling Prairie View. Surely, Mike, you went to the Grambling Prairie View game, being a member
of the hood.
Charter member of Black society.
No, can't say that I did.
You didn't?
No.
Why not? I thought you always made that an annual tradition to go to that game.
No,
hang
actually,
out with some of your
actually,
peeps.
I've never been to Grambling Prairie View.
Oh, so you know what? I back on there at that community.
I went one year.
I know Black people.
When I was at WBAP, I went one year.
You did? To cover the game?
Cover the game.
Were you one of the few righties?
Only white person in the whole place.
How'd that go over?
Went over great.
That's good.
Can you imagine Grego back then, too, dressed in starch from head to toe?
Pulling up in a 78 Trans Am with a big eagle on the front.
Or maybe the Cadillac with the steers.
It's the Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Three, two, and one.
Stand back, burrito!
Past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time, according to the Tower of the Friendly Mercantile. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. It is Tuesday. And boy, it has started.
It's started. How great is this?
How wonderful
is this?
The best thing about the best month of the sporting year is on.
Playoff baseball. We got one in the books, Rhines.
Yes, we do.
Big Red are up. They're up 1-0.
One in the books, one underway, another to go tonight.
What a
great day.
This doesn't touch the excitement that this Saturday morning will bring.
It's a different excitement. You're right. It's going to be a tremendous game. I'm with you. But you know what? Playoff baseball, the first day, the first Tuesday, you cranked up one at noon. You got another one at 3. You got another one tonight. It's tremendous.
Hey, that's 3 hours this Saturday. This is day after day, night after night, game after game, all month long.
And I am so loving it. There's not a person on the planet that likes playoff baseball more than me.
Maybe Reiner.
More than me.
Okay.
He might like it as much, but he doesn't like it anymore.
Sounds like a challenge. How do you respond?
I don't keep score.
We just conceptualize and fund.
That's right.
Got Curt Schilling up there at the California Sunshine.
He's had it.
Yeah, he's had it. 121 games this year, you idiot.
You know what I like is we have a true Red Sox fan in here, too.
Yeah, this is something that's going to be kind of cool because Meredith is in here, the biggest Red Sox fan on the planet.
Yes.
And she's going to sit in here, but she said that she's got a problem, Rhines. You know what her problem is?
What?
That she cusses a lot during games. And so we're going to allow her to sit in here in the studio where she can watch the game. But she's afraid if something good happens or bad that she's going to cuss and it'll be on the air.
She'll cuss no matter what.
Frank!
That's right, because she's the Empress of Jewish Sass.
This isn't even bothering her. What's we're sitting over talking about her, and she's not even acknowledging it because she's so into the game.
Do you not embrace that nickname?
The Empress of Jewish Sass?
Yeah. Do you not embrace that nickname? I got it from you.
You make her sound like an old Jewish hen. You know, some gossipy talk lady.
I don't think I make her sound like some gossipy coffee talk lady. Jewish hen, as you put it.
Well, her Jewish Sash is loving it right now because her Red Sox are up 1-0.
Are they?
What? Yeah, they are, Corbin. Yes, 1-0.
Hey, guess who was on The View today?
Charles Manson just fielded a fly ball to center field.
Big fat Johnny college Damon. Corby just caught one.
Who's on The View?
Puff Daddy! And I got to tell you, I would.
Who?
Puff Daddy?
No.
Walter Becker?
No, not Puff Daddy.
Well, I don't know who it is.
Walter Becker.
A guy that you would?
No, a girl.
Him.
Oh.
A girl.
Oh, you'd do the whole band?
No, a girl.
Well, who is it?
Courtney Love?
No.
Who?
Amy Fisher.
Speaking of Jewish sass.
What are you doing? You would Amy Fisher.
You better do a good job or she'll shoot you.
It was not bad. Let me tell you, it was not bad. There's nothing wrong with it.
I'm betting she needs a trim.
Like a haircut?
I'm betting
what are you talking about?
It's pretty.
What do you mean she needs a trim?
I'm saying it's
like her bangs trimmed, maybe.
Yeah, her bangs. I'm saying
she needs a trip to Avalon.
I bet you it's pretty fierce down there.
She might have belly button hair too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could.
Which?
And PM too, Rons.
Yes.
You're talking about possible mustache.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about
she
that.
She might have an R.
Are you kidding?
She might have a realized mustache.
No.
What do you mean, uh-uh?
No, I don't think that's a very strong possibility.
Every one of those girls up there in Long Island have mustaches. I was up there.
Many do. I will grant you that. Many do, but I don't think she does.
But it's funny, the one that you find attractive doesn't.
Right.
Well, yeah.
I mean, so would you
the
rather,
mustache is a deal breaker for me.
Would you rather have Amy Fisher or Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Give me Amy Fisher. That is a no-brainer.
Because, no question, in your eyes, Catherine Zeta-Jones has a mustache.
And she was in Chicago.
He's crazy.
No, I'm not crazy.
As a crap house rat.
That's right.
I'm telling you, it was not that bad.
You're borderline retarded opinion.
I'm buying that she's not. I'm right there with you. I bet she's not that bad, but I'm telling you right now, possible mustache.
I don't think so.
But see, the mustache is not a deal breaker for me. It's just, you know what? Here's a bit. Go shave it off.
She's got
in here.
DB, definite beard.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't think that's an issue for her. I really don't. If I thought it was, I'd say so, but I really don't.
I'm telling you, in about 15 years, she's going to look like Santa.
Well, that's 15 years away. This is now.
Yeah, I'm
an expert on the mustache.
You can't worry about what girls look like in the future. You got to grab the now.
True.
I don't know. You better worry about what they look like in the future or what they're going to look like. You got to do some projecting there, man. And if you misproject, then, boy... That's when things get really tough.
Did you just see that on Ricky Williams? Have we been announcing that all day? I've missed some of the tickers.
What?
That he has a meeting with the NFL to talk about reinstating himself with the Dolphins?
Yeah, because they want $8.9 million back that he doesn't have. He can either come back. He can either come back and take his suspension and start getting paychecks. Or he can write them a check for $8.9 million.
So how long does he have to play?
Well, his contract out.
Or however long his contract
is. Wait, is that from a bonus?
Yeah. They want their signing bonus back. Or you know how signing bonuses are, how they're broke up for the length of the contract? He can play 3 more years, and then they'll say, okay, now you only owe us, you know, $4.1 million.
So he's over there and... Laos or Cambodia right now buying bricks of hash and realizes he just doesn't have enough to
And the thing is what a lot of people are saying is that he already owes them a suspension. He's already missed four paychecks. The next one is he has to be suspended for four games.
Now, I don't know what he's got and what he doesn't have, but he still owes them $8,600,000 bucks, I think it is.
So if he was, let's say that they say, okay, you're back in the league, because they'll let him back in the league, obviously.
Well, they have to let him back in.
Yeah. But will his suspension already have been served since they played four games?
No, he has to miss the games.
Well, he did.
No, but he was officially retired. He wasn't on the roster. Had to put him back on the roster.
You know what? I'll bet they waived that.
They need him back.
I'll bet you anything they waived that.
You know, that's a good segue in what we have to talk about next.
It is?
That's a good segue. That's a terrific segue on what we need to talk about next.
Well, that's tremendous. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, it's coming up next. I want